is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Millions of people across the South and Southwest are dealing with stifling heat. It's been in the triple digits in places like Phoenix. KPHO-TV's Zach Perlutsky is there.
We caught up with people at Encanto Park. What has this first heat wave of this summer been like for you?
It's been crazy.
The last 3 days was brutal.
It's been super hot, like I can't even be outside anymore.
Even some ducks. What do you guys think of this recent heat wave? Trying to get some relief under a bridge.
Well, drivers will have to find another way in to see a popular summer destination also in the West. KTVQ-TV's Alina Hauter has those details.
The Wyoming Department of Transportation says the roadway at milepost 12.8 on Teton Pass in western Wyoming has catastrophically failed. They said long-term closure is expected. YDOT crews, along with contract crews from Evans Construction, were working in the area to construct a detour around the damage, but the landslide continued to move, taking out the whole road.
And there are some other roads into Teton from Idaho. A centrist member of Israel's war cabinet has resigned. Benny Gantz says he is stepping down over Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war against Hamas. The BBC's John Donaldson says this might make the government more hawkish.
It won't bring Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition government down, but what it will do, it will, to some extent, isolate Mr. Netanyahu and give the more right-wing extreme members of his coalition a greater influence.
Politics here. Former President Donald Trump is back on the campaign trail, taking aim at President Biden and his recent executive order to limit asylum at the border.
This is Trump's first campaign rally since the verdict came down in the Manhattan criminal trial, but he didn't spend a lot of time talking about that. Instead, he talked about his plan to outreach for Hispanic voters and his immigration policies. The Trump campaign also released a new coalition called Latinos for Trump. That's a key voting bloc that Trump hopes to capitalize on come November. Olivia Rinaldi, CBS News, Las Vegas.
At a rodeo in Sisters, Oregon last night. Danielle Smithers was recording when a bull jumped the gate into the stands as everyone ran for cover. Three people were hurt by that bull. It ran into the parking lot before wranglers caught up to it. To Cleveland, Ohio, where City Hall will be closed tomorrow over what the city is calling a cyber incident. City officials say all internal systems and software platforms will be shut down until further notice, but says 911 and fire and police are not affected. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to protect against wear and deposits. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99 in-store only. Limit supply. Learn more at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A lot of people are at beaches nowadays, and you might be wondering if the sunscreen you used last year on yourself or others is still effective. Does sunscreen expire? The answer from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
In a word, yes. The Food and Drug Administration says sunscreen lasts only 3 years, even less if it's stored in direct sunlight or in a hot car. In Pittsburgh, Allegheny Health Network dermatologist Dr. Kristen Whitney says if you're out in the sun a lot, you should probably be using a couple of bottles or tubes a season.
Most of the sunscreens out there are typically between 4 to 8 ounces. And so for adults, 1 ounce is what you need a day at the beach that you have to use for one application, and then we're asking patients to reapply every 2 hours.
The expiration date is usually on the crinkled part at the bottom of the bottle or tube, or just write the date 3 years from now in permanent marker when you buy new sunscreen. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
And I'm Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, cloudy skies with a low around 49. Lots of sun for your Monday with a high near 67. Monday night, clear and 46. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, highs in the mid-70s. Much warmer on Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high around 85 degrees. Right now, it's 55.
Just the other night, everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
So kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Doesn't seem to be anyone. been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
J-N.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy. Today's work money word is diversification. That's a word that gets bandied about quite a bit when people talk about investments. And as snooty as it sounds, a simple way to think about diversification is not having all of your eggs in one basket. Diversification reduces the risk of everything going badly. For example, if one person has all their money invested in the stock of one company, and another has her money invested in an index fund that's invested in dozens or hundreds of companies, well, one of those two people is at serious risk of being wiped out by a single event. And the other has an investment that historically does better than single stock investments and is more protected from the ups and downs of the market. It's the smartest and safest way for almost all of us to invest our money. For more tips on money, head to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I started a joke, which started the whole but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only see the joke was on me. I looked at the skies, running my hands
Looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Green-eyed lady.
green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady feels like I never see.
Smile looks out of place. If you look close, it's easy. I'm going nowhere. Oh yeah, I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around. I'm never in one place.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
Sweet, I'll make you're slim, but we
winter's day. In a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Matt Piper. A new CBS News poll looks at the race for president. Former President Donald Trump leads by just a point nationally. But CBS News Director of Surveys Anthony Salvanto says President Biden is ahead by a point in battleground states.
The number of Joe Biden voters who say that their primary reason for voting for Joe Biden is to oppose Donald Trump is up, and it's now a majority of his vote. We've also seen folks among the Democratic base a little bit more motivated to turn out, kind of erasing some of that expressed turnout advantage that the Republicans had in the battleground states.
Well, Trump is back on the campaign trail, but CBS's Skylar Henry says he keeps getting pulled away.
Sunday.